हरे कृष्णा। वी नीड टू लूज आर माइंड टू गेन आर सोल। द फ्रेज लूज वंस माइंड इज यूज इन कॉमन पार्लेंस टू रेफर टू पर्सन हु हैज लॉस्ट देयर मेंटल बैलेंस, हु हैव लॉस्ट देयर स्टेबिलिटी एंड आर एक्टिंग ओवर इमोशनली, इरैशनली और वॉट एवर। नाउ of course the we use the word lose in another sense also when we tell an unwanted person get lost. Get lost means just go away from me, I don't care for you, just get lost. So actually when we start practicing spiritual life, we need to lose our mind in the secondary sense, not in the sense of losing our mental stability, but losing telling the mind to get lost. At present, our mind often acts as our enemy, as the Bhagavad Gita says in 6.5 and 6.6. And how does it act as our enemy? Although we are spiritual beings, the mind is frequently addicted to temporary material things. And by its addiction to temporary material things, the mind keeps us entrapped in material consciousness and keeps us deprived of the unlimited spiritual happiness that is available in relationship with Krishna, in remembrance of Krishna, in service to Krishna. So in 6.7, Krishna tells us that how can we gain our soul, we are ourselves the soul. So to gain our soul doesn't mean that we gain some external position, but that we gain awareness of our identity as souls. We become spiritually aware. We become spiritually realized. How did that happen? In 6.7, Krishna states, Yitātmanah prashantasya Paramatma samahitaha shitoshnu sukha dukkheshu tamana apamanayo. So jitatmanaha. So here atma refers to the mind. Krishna has in the previous two verses also referred to the, used the word atma to refer to the mind. Jitatmana prashantasya. At that time prashantasya, we become peaceful. Paramatma samahitaha. Samahitaha is reached, one is situated with whom? Paramatma. So Atma is a soul. Param can be used to refer to the Atma who is Param, the Atma who is transcendental. Or Paramatma, if you take a compound word, it refers to the super soul. So actually, it is when we conquer the mind that we reach the soul and we reach the super soul. And at that stage, whatever the mind is obsessed with, the material ups and downs, the mind becomes elated when there is material pleasure, and the mind becomes dejected when there is material distress. But when we have conquered the mind at that time, all the dualities, they don't matter so much. Shitoshna sukha dukkheshu tatha mana apamanayo. We learn to stay equipoised among these. So in this way, what happens when we reach the soul is we need to lose the mind. So lose the mind means when the mind starts, while we are practicing spiritual life, when we are practicing bhakti yoga, when we are trying to focus ourselves on Krishna, at that time, when the mind starts interfering, hey, think of this, touch this, look at that. At that time, we need to tell the mind, get lost. Now the mind may say, hey, but everybody is doing this. You know, everybody is watching sports, everybody is watching movies, everybody is doing this. How can you not do this? People will call you crazy. Have you lost your mind? People will say like that. Say, I don't care. You know, we don't want to worry about being called, have you lost your mind, by people who have lost their soul. You know, people who are no longer spiritually aware, even if they sing that we have lost our mind, it doesn't matter. Actually speaking, we will truly gain our spiritual identity, and when we get our spiritual identity, we will gain back the mind also, in the sense that the mind will become our friend. When the mind is our enemy, it is better that we lose such an enemy. And that's how we neglect the mind temporarily while we focus on Krishna. And as we become purified by the focus on Krishna, as we become spiritually strengthened, and gradually the mind becomes our friend. So we, rather than worrying about whether we are losing our mind when we practice bhakti, we should focus on whether we are gaining the soul. And when we gain the soul, then we truly gain the mind, in the sense that we gain control over the mind and we gain the friendship of the mind. Gaining the enmity of the mind is no gain, it is the greatest loss. And losing the enmity of the mind, as happens when we focus on Krishna, that is the greatest gain. Thank you. Hare Krishna.